You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
A long time ago, Blueface seemed like he had the potential to be a big star in hip-hop. With natural charisma and a distinctive flow, he could have had it all. But instead, he made every possible wrong decision, and now it's catching up to him. Blueface's career is on life support, and many wonder how a man who once garnered hundreds of millions of dollars from spitting bars to being placed behind them and having no choice but to abandon his kids, family, friends, and fans in the process. You'll see that Blueface could have easily prevented his downfall from happening. To explain what has went so wrong for Blue, it's not so much about what he's done, because by now, his patterns of behavior have been covered so extensively in other videos, including the ones on this channel, that you would be better off checking on your own time. So instead of listing every time that he had drama with a girl, or added another rapper to his long list of victims, we should focus on how his overall behavior got him to where he is now, which is in prison, with the public caring less about what he has to say than ever before. But first, let's establish where he's at. Right now, Blueface is in jail after violating his probation in connection with the 2021 assault of a security guard at a North Hollywood lounge. While exiting the venue later around 4 a.m., Trailer made a joke about how Blueface had been talking to a few women in a cheap vehicle, said an initial report on the warrant. A group of men he believed to be part of Porter's entourage then struck Trailer multiple times. Surveillance footage from the strip club also showed Trailer being beaten and attempted to leave his truck when Porter allegedly produced a firearm and fired at least two times at the vehicle. According to the victim, the whole situation came about as part of a massive misunderstanding, with Blueface acting more like a local thug as opposed to a former platinum-selling artist.
A guy hit me. I said, all right, I'm about to beat your ass. I pulled up my pants. I got ready to fight. And next thing I know, I'm getting jumped. And honestly, it all started because of a shirt I had on. I just had on a Playboy Bunny shirt. That's how all of this started. They thought I was from a rival gang or something. Didn't press me. Didn't do any of that. You know what I mean? Inside the club or even outside the club. Just hit me. I guess he had said some slurs to me, but since I don't gang bang, I didn't pick him up. You know what I mean? I'm just walking in my car.
Alongside the incident causing Blue to catch charges that put him behind bars, the whole scenario has also torn his family apart. Due to their own respective criminal activity, Blueface and Christian have basically abandoned their own child, Christian Jr., spending his first birthday without the presence of either parent. Instead, leaving it up to Blueface's dad to throw the kid a birthday party. That same man openly wept on IG Live after seeing how it played out.
Good afternoon, y'all. I can probably tell the results by the way I left. They gave me 4 years.
Sentenced to almost half a decade behind bars, Blue's life is now on hold, and so too are the revenue streams that allowed him to monetize all of his bad behavior. So, those left behind, such as his first baby mama, Jaden Alexis, are having to pick up the slack.
And don't ever disrespect that, thinking that I'm f***ing happy about it. No, why would I ever be happy that my baby daddy's locked up? Why would I ever be happy that my kids are gonna not have their dad for another year or this or that? Like, why do you think I would be happy about that? And don't f*** me off. Yeah, I'm gonna be mad and I'm gonna address it because you're f***ing me off.
Meanwhile, his enemies are savoring the sentence he's been hit with, but no one is celebrating quite like Soulja Boy.
I told you was a bitch. I sent you the address to catch a fade, posted it on the internet. The police pulled up. You had the homies running with blowers in the hood. You made the hood hot. You did some internet shit. Your ass belong in jail again. In your ass. In your. You want to speak on my mother son? You want to talk crazy about my son? So your son and your baby mom. She looked just like you. Now she in jail for 8 years. Your dumb ass got 4 years. I told your stupid ass when we was on the live, stop banging, acting like you from a hood. You was not from the hood. You was a bitch. And the police is watching us.
Blueface has encountered nothing but problems recently. And as a result, he is regarded as someone who had the capacity to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When only in the past tense. And to understand how he's reached a point where his failure was nothing but his own doing, there has to be an understanding of how far he strayed from the mindset he had when he first popped off. Way back at the beginning of his career, Blueface had the world on a platter. Tracks like Bleed It and Tatiana basically took him directly from obscurity to into the mainstream. And in those days, the former Crip seemed like he had a real head for business and knew exactly what to do to avoid falling off.
I be making the right business decisions as far as like who keep going up. Like, I hadn't had dick pics leaked, man. I didn't have motherfucking... I was going to the high schools. I was performing. I was just putting it all up there so you could see what's really going on and shit. The movement just started, feel me, forming. Yeah, I just been making the best business decisions. Hey, man, you see this motherfucking phone? This motherfucker do not stop ringing. Man, I ain't got no free time, man. I'm tired of looking at this motherfucker.
Within a year of stating that he would keep it all about the music, Blueface would be actively selling content of himself on OF. All the while, moving beyond grassroots performances in high schools to instead engaging in reality TV, like his online show, Blue's Bad Girls Club. And if you want to trace where things started to go south, both personally and professionally, it's definitely all when his focus started shifting away from music. The OF stuff was initially just meant to be a little side hustle, leaving music as his main focus.
The performances is like my favorite part of being an artist, so like that's why I was telling you I kind of like lost my little drive for it at the time.
Yeah,
and I kind of picked up new hustles, and it's a good thing and a bad thing.
What about Blueface the artist? You know what I'm saying? Like, like where are you at as far as like music? When you say you kind of lost, you know, but it appears that you back in swing with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I kind of like, I guess I've been rapping better than ever, so they say. So it kind of like me taking that time off gave me some time to like get inspired and do fly shit and write it down.
But the post-COVID second wind that he spoke about during the interview with Big Boy didn't happen, even if he insisted that he hadn't fallen off.
I don't think I fell off. I think I may be more stagnated. Like maybe I'm where I stopped at.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to people that might be there, they might think that's falling off. But as you can see, the streams are not, you know, nothing has changed.
But rather than continuing to feed his fans with new music, Blue would become inconsistent, dropping loose singles and never following up on his 2020 debut album, Find the Beat. And when it comes to this, there's no one for him to blame other than himself. Because if he only devoted as much time or energy to his music as he did to profiting off baby mama drama, then he could be in a very different position. And would have also avoided most of the hip hop listenership thinking that he's a terrible human being. By now, you probably know who Christian Rock is. The first winner of Blue's reality show, the two would have a majorly turbulent relationship which has led to public scuffles, scandals, paternity suits, and even TV camera crews following them around their infamous Zeus network. From the outset of their relationship, the whole circus which surrounded them served to keep his name in the news cycle, while arguably delegitimizing him as an MC once and for all.
Since these two linked up, it's completely destroyed this man's image, his career, his brand, his everything. Which, I don't want to lay that at the feet of Krishan. I'm not saying like she Yoko Ono'd the guy or anything like that, which I'm not sure how you can Yoko Ono one man, but she essentially separated him from his music career. However, that seems to be something that Blueface, is completely fine with. Every step of the way, he seems to have been completely on board with the chaos going on in this relationship, and with constantly putting it out there on social media as if he's living in this non-stop trash reality show.
It became abundantly clear where Blueface's career was heading. The minute that things went in this direction, he was no longer telling his story through music. It was just happening in front of everyone's eyes and often in gruesome detail.
The past several years since these two have gotten together, I'm constantly seeing one or both of them trending, and it's never for music. One of them is hitting the other. One of them is hitting the other again. Blueface takes some glass to the head. I've seen video footage.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Footage of this woman vacuuming glass out of this man's scalp. Apparently, also at one point, she fessed up to breaking into his house and like writing on his wall in blood. And that's just a handful of highlights that I feel okay subjecting you guys to. I hate this, and simultaneously, I don't know why I know more about it than I should.
And suddenly, there was no more talk of what he was releasing. Instead, there was endless coverage of what he and his girlfriend were getting involved in. As a result, the music, which was once his main focus, faded into insignificance.
There was just so much insanity happening between the both of them at any given moment on any given week. And I guess in a way it's kind of understanding that Blueface hasn't dropped a full-length project or mixtape since 2020, because maintaining this bullshit clout drama empire has to be more time-consuming than being a rapper.
Now, love is complicated, but at this point, there's no denying that they both should have heeded the signs that things weren't working. Unless they figured that it was more possible to keep the drama going, because clearly, they weren't willing to take any advice.
What set you guys up to fight? And why you guys are willing to fight anybody? Is it love that makes you feel this? You like when she beats on you?
It's just like, I feel when like when people feel too,
she hits you, you like it.
Like opinionated.
It's kind of weird,
what
honestly.
Are you talking about me?
Tell me about that. How's it weird?
It's like a weird situation to be in, because it's like, and you want to fight, but it's like, I don't know.
Me and my wife stopped fighting.
Never worth it.
Every time that they had a crazy incident, like the time that Cristiano was thrown out of No Jumper Studios while crying for Blue, the numbers were crazy.
No!
So suddenly, every little bit of their life, right down to the disputes over the laundry, got broadcasted.
Look at this shit, y'all. Look at this shit. I done told this hoe to do the goddamn laundry for about a month now. And I tell her it's not that hard, baby. Look, if you separate the clothes every day and just do a load a day, it'll be less.
But in a dark window into what was really going on, Christian, who was often painted as villain rather than victim, responded by claiming that being with Blue meant she was too drained to do anything.
Who wanna fucking clean up after a nigga that beats and cheats on them?
Some people were firmly on her side, claiming that Blueface is as manipulative as they come. I find it crazy how he actually thinks he's not the one that caused this. Way before him, I'm sure she wasn't even drinking, but as soon as he came into the picture, that's when shit got real. He definitely preyed on those things and took advantage. While Christian was just one pawn in this whole soap opera, you also had Jaden Alexis, his former baby mother and professional Stewie Griffin lookalike. By unrepentantly cheating on everyone in the situation, Blueface pitted the two against each other. In the process, kicking off a rap career for Jaden that's arguably more successful than his at the moment.
You're always a cheater. Like, you're always a person that's promiscuous. Where did the promiscuity, like, where did the need to sleep with a bunch of people? Was it your community? Was it lack of having that father figure in the household? Or do you had a father? I don't know. Because last time you were here, you really didn't answer shit. It was a lot of stuff going on.
Jason, they just want me, man. Feel me? I'm one man. I can't turn down everybody, Jason. You feel me?
But it seems like sometimes you don't turn down anybody.
He's not going to have a ride home if he keeps talking.
You're going to disrespect me like that, Jason?
Okay. Okay, so you're...
I turned down plenty of women, Jason.
At one point, Jaden even walked in on Christiane and Blueface in an intimate moment.
Wait, so you opened the... No, I have you here. You opened the door, and what's happening? Just give us a visual.
They on the bed, and he just looked like a goofball. Like, he just looks like a deer in headlights. Like, and I'm just like, what's good? That's when, you know, she... That's like the whole situation where she went on Shade Room. Like, she did this and she did that. But I was the first one to butt, so I don't know what that is all about. But we know what happened in that room.
Wait, y'all got in a fight?
I wanted to.
Straight away,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everyone saw through what was going down here. Because now that the drama was his meal ticket, continuing to behave in this way made things all more lucrative for him. Building your first baby mama career off dissing your second baby mama is crazy. This is one of the main areas in which failure is not only valid, but a logical outcome. Because for a while now, it has gotten more attention than his music. Just look at his numbers. The Hollywood Unlocked interview with Jaden pulled in 3.3 million views in just 10 months. Then, the tracks with Jaden that fueled the beef with Christiane pulled in over 6 mil. But it's been a long time since a Blueface track which wasn't connected to his ongoing baby mama drama did those kind of numbers. While he is arguably a bigger name now than he ever was, it's for all the wrong reasons. Rather than being viewed as a rapper, he's basically no different than any online influencer who is best known for their exploits rather than anything that really contributes to the world. Even those who are using him for surefire views on their platform flagrantly don't respect him as an artist either.
In 3 Blueface songs, but this fucking interview is over.
I got it. Bust Down Tatiana. Bust Down Tatiana featuring Cardi B. Respect my clippings. It's getting hard.
Marco, don't fuck around, bro.
Actually,
don't fuck around.
You know what's crazy?
Don't ruin your fucking interview.
I'm not.
As his relationship with Christiane got increasingly volatile, a child came into the world in the form of Christiane Jr. But he will likely never know a normal child because, at the moment, both are behind bars.
It's interesting that there isn't more conversation around the fact that, with all the dysfunction people were celebrating in regards to Blueface and Christiane, they both ended up in jail.
Yeah.
Bro, it's literally like a Tekashi situation.
But I feel like there's not no conversation about that. Like,
yeah.
It's toxic because people wanted to see, and it's toxic. They wanted to put it on TV, and now they both arrested. Nobody says anything.
And now nobody says nothing. They're both in jail, and now nobody says nothing. Like, where's the Zeus Network now?
These days, it seems like the culture got what they wanted from them in terms of being a fly on the wall of their personal squabbles. Now that they don't have a steady stream of that content anymore, it's easy to ignore them entirely and further their slump into irrelevance. The real victim here is the kid, who's going to have to grow up and see their name plastered all over countless pieces of content and media, including this one, which details how unfit his parents were to care for him. Besides, his behavior with his other child already showed he wasn't mature enough to handle one kid, let alone two. He even had Child Protective Services called on him after mocking his son for not being interested in strippers.
Come here. There's booty cheeks out here. You in here looking for chips and Slim Jims and shit. You ain't gay, is you? Huh? Are you gay? You ain't gay, right? My man. My dog.
Now left with his career on hold and a lofty sentence hanging over him, what's become clear is the man who brought this to the door is him. Even his close confidants like WAC 100 believe he has no one to blame but himself.
I told him he had to stay out of Vegas while we were fighting this case. Well, Rock wanted to come to Vegas. Blueface tells her, WAC told me I gotta stay out of Vegas. You know what she does. Oh, WAC is WAC that. Mm-hmm. He bites and brings his ass to Vegas.
With this latest wake-up call, his mom apparently thinks that he's coming to his senses, even as the judge sentenced him to 4 years.
And if you was in the courtroom, heard Jonathan take accountability, you heard Jonathan sound like Jonathan, he's in his right frame of mind. We didn't get the verdict that we wanted today, but we got some closure, we got new beginnings, and We're all hopeful for this to go by smooth and quickly.
However, if a recent phone call posted online is any indication, it doesn't really seem like he's taking things seriously. In fact, he almost seems to be enjoying it as if it were some kind of reward.
What's your mental like? You straight?
I'm in my environment. You know, I'm always soaked up and adapt to it, so it's like a little break from responsibility, honestly.
What have you been doing to, like, pass your time?
Man, watching TV, eating burritos, and using the phone. That's pretty much it.
In another call with an...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
An undisclosed girlfriend, he spoke friendly about how the prison system works for him.
I love it here.
As a man with kids, baby mama, and a formerly lucrative career, people can't believe what they're hearing. I did 5 years in prison. The fact that he isn't doing anything constructive with his time is mind-boggling. No type of self-help to be a better person, still taken the same way. He hasn't learned a damn thing. With everything we've seen, it's impossible to argue that Blueface hasn't made his bed. Now it's up to him to try and see if there's a way out of it before it's too late for him to escape with a career left intact.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.